This is How We Got Here with your host, John Torrey.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of How We Got Here, Career Stories with Mike Johnson, podcast host of Tea with Mike. In this episode, we talk about pursuing what makes you happy, even if other people are pushing you back and saying it's not a good idea. We talk about how important context is. Sometimes people who are close in your environment aren't going to give you the best feedback, so sometimes it's good to get outside of that to get some different perspectives. We also talk about the benefit of building a platform upon which you can tell a story. We talk about something called vessels and how, you know, you don't need a podcast, you don't necessarily need an Instagram. There's different ways to accomplish an overarching goal. In this case, it is storytelling. And we talk about how putting yourself out there into the world is the best possible step that you can take. It's also one of the hardest, but it's something that's paid off for both Mike and I as we develop our podcasts. And I'm really excited to dive into this one with you. Enjoy. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show. I'm happy to have you.
Thanks, man. Really excited to be here today.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I want to start for our listeners is just to have you introduce yourself. So talk about where you're from and what you're working on today.
Sure. So I'm Michael Johnson. I'm originally from England. I'm 24 years old, and I've been living in Canada for the last, I think this is year 7 or 8. And then so kind of today I balance my time between working my day job to support my passion and hobby, which hopefully will eventually turn into a full-time income, the Tea with Mike show.
Excellent. And the Tea with Mike show is a podcast. You actually were kind enough to interview me on that show, so I appreciate that. And so you're working a day job. I'm doing the same thing, day job, and I've got a podcast on the side. So why don't you describe a day in your life?
Sure. So a typical day in my life, I kind of split my time between working, eating, spending lots of time on social media, promoting my show, and of course, lots of tea drinking. And I'm sure you can relate to what I'm about to say, but having your own podcast or show or being a content creator is, if you're taking it seriously, is basically a full-time job within itself.
It absolutely is. And I can relate to that, because when you are doing it on your own, you're doing it as a side hustle. So you're recording the episodes, you're editing them, you're doing any special effects, but you're also promoting it, you're finding guests, you're doing the research. So I'm sure that that occupies a lot of your time. And, you know, so what I want to talk about now is I call this the origin story. So you're 24 years old, you're obviously very young, a lot of time. But you've also accomplished a lot. You've got this Tea with Mike show. You were featured on Gary Vaynerchuk's Tea with Gary V show. And I want to help our listeners to understand how you got from point A to point B. So could you talk to me a little bit about when you decided to start this podcast, what was the motivation? What was the thought process behind that?
Cool. Great question. So the Tea with Mike show actually started as a college project back in January of 2019. And it was quite interesting at the time, because I've always loved theater and people and diversity. So I've always been good with people. Back when I was in school, often had the title of chatterbox, etc., etc.
Right.
So I can't even remember what the college assignment was, but I decided that I was going to interview people for this college project, just because it was the easiest thing to do, and it was fun, and it was quite a boring class. And what was interesting when I started it was the instructor and my classmates kind of questioned the legitimacy of what I was doing. They thought it was a bit of a cop-out to whatever idea that they came up with. So that's quite interesting.
And so why did they think it was a cop-out?
I don't know. Just I think it was because it was such an out-of-the-box idea, first off. And secondly, I'd spent the last year and a half with on this 2-year media and communications diploma. I'd spent a lot of time with these people, and so at this point they knew all about me. They knew what could be kind of annoying at times, etc. And I was often at the focal point of class discussions, not from a perspective of bullying, but because I was the person with the most energy often, that didn't always go with the crowd and was happy to kind of stand on my own 2 feet. So,
yeah. And that's really important, because I would venture to guess that standing on your own 2 feet is ultimately what led you to starting this podcast. How did you handle it? Did you have a tough time with people disagreeing with you, or maybe not aligning with where you were going? Or did you feel totally comfortable kind of going against the grain?
I think for the most part, I felt comfortable going against the grain, because there were other things at that time that I took hope and almost comfort from. So around that time was also the time that I started listening to Gary Vaynerchuk, and when I was watching his content, he's someone that stands on his own 2 feet and trusts his gut and his instincts. So I guess I just kind of pushed through it. And then while I was in college, we often had guest speakers and that sort of thing. And so I would talk to, and then obviously a question is, what are you going to do after college? And so I was telling them, like, oh, it'd be so cool if I was able to turn this into something. And at the time, it seemed like a kind of a distant memory, because I hadn't put any of the work in, and it was just an idea. But what I came to realize was they kind of liked the idea and thought it was ambitious, and thought it was cool that someone was doing something different from the average person that goes to college. And what's fascinating is I've had multiple guest speakers on my show since I graduated from the media and communications program.
That's really cool, and it comes full circle. And so just for the listeners to unpack that a little bit, there's going to be a lot of times in your life, pretty much all the time, where there's at least one person that is going to push against your idea, especially if it's more out of the box or something that they wish they could do, but they're not pursuing. So it sounds like with you, your classmates, the idea that you were referencing was hosting a podcast. Your classmates pushed back on that a little bit, and good for you for standing on your, you know, own 2 feet and not being afraid to pursue what interests you. But then when you met people who came into the classroom outside of your current environment and context who didn't know who you were, they encouraged that. And look at where you are now. I mean, how many episodes into your podcast are you? I think you're
I haven't done the math recently, but it's just over 70. So I think we're on track to hit episode 100 plus in middle of September, approximately.
Wow, so that's incredible. And how did you go from idea phase to execution? What did that look like?
Sure. So just in a nutshell. I forgot to add earlier that another component apart from this college assignment was I spent a lot of time working in security and customer service and in the entertainment industry. And so I met a lot of interesting people and always loved kind of the diversity of all these different types of people that I met. And then with technology and kind of digital and becoming so powerful, it was like, oh, people have lost the ability to not become distracted by the technology and to have a conversation with someone.
The value of conversation with a person does seem to have lost its, I don't want to say value, because it's still really valuable, but I notice a lot when I interact with students that they do struggle to hold a conversation, and that's something we can all work on and we can all grow from. But it is fascinating to me, because you're in a media and communications program. You want to start a podcast. The point of that podcast is to have real conversations with people at a time when that's almost a lost art. So I love that you're pursuing a new age digital channel with the mission, because that's what I wanted to ask you too, is what is the mission of your podcast? And to me, it really, and listening to it, being interviewed, it sounds like it's those real conversations and stories with people. But I did want to hear from you, Tea with Mike. I mean, at its core, what is this show about?
So Tea with Mike, at its core, is all about human beings. It's all about their story. And it's really, I'm more creating the platform / the community for different people to step forward, to showcase what they're doing. And really, I think I'm creating a platform that's trying to put some kind of, this sounds a little bit corny, but put some positive vibes back into a world that really needs it right now.
Yeah, it's not corny at all. I'm really glad you said that, because that's one of the things, I love your intro. It's because tea, when I drink tea, it's relaxing for me. I think it is for most people. That it's just like coffee. It's, you know, it's a little bit habitual, but it's that part of your day where it's a little treat, and it's just something you can enjoy. But I love the intro where, you know, you're pouring it. You can hear the, like, the boiling water pouring into a cup, and, you know, it's simple, really. It's just, you know, stories over a cup of tea. And we do really need that right now. I think we need that positivity. But something else that I wanted to call out that you said is, you know, you talk about giving people a chance to share their stories. And a big piece of advice I give to students is, and young people and everybody, is that you want to help other people look good. Because if you can make them look good, or you can solve a problem for them, they're going to give you the time of day. And what I've learned, and I'm sure that you've learned, is by having a platform, whether it's a podcast or anything else, that you can promote someone else on. And if you get comfortable with that, not only do you get access to really smart, really successful people and their advice, but you also help to elevate them. And that can open a door for you. You know, it can open a door for a colleague. I know for me, someone on my show ended up getting a job after being on the podcast. So I think just having those positive, benevolent intentions can really pay off. I mean, would you agree with that?
Yeah, so 100% you, because of the power of technology, you just don't know who's listening or watching or who reads a piece of content. And then as you're doing it more consistently, that only increases the chances of something, an opportunity or a door opening. If you asked me a year ago, what is it now? I graduated on the 4th of July. So yeah, so it's just over a year now. If you asked me a year ago, like fast forward, like a year later, basically, would I have spent a few minutes speaking to Gary Vaynerchuk, who lots of people regard as very significant in the world of entrepreneurship and marketing and media, and with all of his achievements and all the other people that I've had on my show? It's almost like reverse psychology. It's crazy that these people actually want to talk to someone who just graduated college a year ago.
Yeah. And there's a couple of important things there that you said. So number one is that you never know who's watching, listening, reading. And I really think it's going to come your way. But I find that people who put themselves out there, that make it known to the public what it is that they want to do, and they execute it, opportunities just seem to fall into place for them. I've experienced it myself on this podcast. And for you, I think that serendipitous moment early on was getting on the Tea with Gary Vee show. But, you know, how important it is to just be okay with, it might take a year. And as you just said, you graduated a year ago, and look at where you are. You probably never thought, wow, I would have a podcast with all of these guests and getting on with Gary Vee. It's just something, all it took was a year. And so I want to build off that a little bit. Did you have an idea of what you wanted to do after school? I know you talked about it a little bit, but was podcasts, like maybe your first 2 years of school, was podcast host on your mind at all?
Definitely not. So just take it back a little bit further. I took two programs in college. So before the media and communications course, I took theater and entertainment production, and then I graduated the first time and worked in events and theaters and schools and festivals for 2.5 years before almost falling out of love with it a little bit. And then I pivoted, I worked for a little bit, and then I was like, I'm kind of wasting my potential here, so I need to do something. And it was a brand new program, and it kind of captured my attention. So in short, no, I never imagined that I was going to be doing this, having this conversation with you, podcasting, content creation, social media. I really I just recently tidied out my Instagram from a few years ago. And what I did when I first joined Instagram, like four years ago, I just like followed people. And like, when I went back and realized that, it almost made me cringe because it's not what I am today.
Right. And that's what's going to happen. I'll tell you right now, a year from now, both of us are going to look back at our podcast, and there's probably, to some degree, there's something that we're doing now that we're going to cringe at, but those are the teaching moments. There is no failure. It's learning. And I also like what you said too. You touched a little bit on, like, you know, you don't want to waste your talent. And I want to ask you a little bit more about that. I mean, do you think that podcasting is fulfilling that for you right now? That need to do more?
Yes, I think what's fulfilling me is, it's not always, because it takes a lot of work, it takes a lot of time. Like, everyone knows in life, there's days when you're full of energy, and then there's days where you're like, you just want to go back to bed. But every time, hit a moment on the Tea with Mike show, it doesn't happen all the time, but it's definitely happening more and more. And those some of those moments when guests are describing things that have happened to them, how they basically died and then came back to life, those types of moments leave you with goosebumps and shivers and all the emotions that come with that. It's those moments that remind you, or remind me at least, why I'm doing it, and also B, creates continued motivation and purpose to keep delivering those impacting messages to the world.
Yeah, I can really relate to the level of energy and how it varies day to day, because it is a lot of work to host and produce a podcast and promote it. The editing kills. I know. I mean, it takes me a couple weeks to get through it. And I think, though, for people listening to pursue something, it's those little moments. And I had it today. I was on your show today, and then right now I'm with you. And I just am so happy and excited because I found someone who's very like-minded, and it just gives you that energy to keep doing it. And that's why I recommend people to just push through those times where you might not have as much energy, or take the break you need and come back to it. But I purposefully asked the question, I phrased it through your podcast, and you answered it beautifully, because the point I wanted to drive home there is the podcast itself isn't necessarily what I think is fulfilling you. And you can correct me if I'm wrong. It really is the conversations themselves. And so more practically for people, a job title, a podcast, an Instagram account, tying your purpose to that specific thing probably isn't going to leave you fulfilled. But if you think of yourself as a platform, and if you think of yourself as, you know, I want to connect stories to people who need to hear them with positivity, it could be a podcast, it could be a YouTube show, it could be literally a Twitter account, it could be a blog, it could be so many different things. And that's where I think people need to really get back to, what is the overarching goal and what are the vessels that I can use to achieve that goal? And, you know, one of the things, so would you agree with that kind of frame of mind?
I would, yeah, 100% kind of agree with that frame of mind. I think you have to, it's hard at the beginning, especially when you haven't made any steps on the journey, but you have to find that one thing that you love doing every day, every week, and basically try and figure out a way to do that thing on a more frequent basis, and not to get too structured with it, kind of let it take its natural form and do it because you love it, and then all the rest will happen by itself, which I didn't actually answer your question earlier, which is what I did at the beginning of Tea with Mike. And I know this is important to you. It's all about trial and error, self-learning, or just constant improvement. Like for Tea with Mike, it started as a social media live on Instagram where one person was chopped off all the time with dodgy lighting. And then it moved to, like, after like three like attempts, it moved to like Facebook Live, and then recording that. That was interesting, but it didn't quite work because what happens if the guest doesn't show up? What happens if they're late or they have an issue? God, you've got all these people commenting and jumping on the live, and you're sitting there looking like a buffoon. And then, to the long story short, and it's kept evolving, and now I'm on Skype, and I'm actually just about to just bought a Logitech 9300, I think it's E, webcam, which is arriving in the next couple of days, so that'll be like the next upgrade to the show. So it's always evolving.
And you read my mind a little bit, because my next question for you is going to be, you know, what is the greatest challenge to starting a new podcast? I'm still going to have you answer that. Before I do, quickly, just to point out the trial and error piece. It's not like you woke up one day and you said, I'm going to start a podcast, and it was perfect from day one. We talked about it. Not at all. Right. And like when I launched this podcast, I mean, my cover art originally was really bad, and I had a really crappy intro, but sometimes you have to just tolerate that a little bit to get it going. And
right.
So that's for, and it's not even just a podcast, but whatever it is that you're doing, just accept that there's going to be parts that you're going to look back, like we talked about earlier, the little cringeworthy, but you push through because it helps build on itself. And so now I will ask the question, what has been your greatest challenge in starting and building a brand new podcast?
It's all been a challenge in its own ways. Like for me, like the production elements, I guess, a little more in the graphics side, and then also figuring out how to find the time to create engaging high quality content on a consistent kind of basis. And so the production, learning how to promote it, really trying to ask myself what do I want people to know the Tea with Mike brand for. In this journey, obviously my logo's changed. I had, when I first started, I had like a 30-second theme song, which which is way too long, and my friend made it because I was desperate at the time, because I had no idea what I was doing. So it's little things like that you figure out kind of over time. Yeah, so that's just a couple of examples.
Those are great examples. And the challenges are what teaches you, and tweaking and making improvements. And like you did, literally, I mean, the 30-second intro, just learning that, okay, a 30-second intro is too long. And it's really gives you the opportunity to learn about a lot of different things, especially the narrative. So we all have narratives of our own lives, whether that's with our friends, our families, but more importantly, our careers. What is my story? What is my narrative? What is the cohesive message? How do I want people to see me and understand me? That is a critical component of career development. And by podcasting for both of us, the challenge, like you said, it's the editing, it's the production, it's the this, it's the that. But at the end of the day, what you're trying to do is figure out, what is my brand identity for the podcast, and how do I get people to quickly understand what the show is about, what they can learn from people, but also how can I break down my guest narratives, because you're going to do in, we both, I know we both do it. We do intros for our guests and what's on the show. And that takes a lot of work because you got to re-listen to it and you got to summarize, okay, this is who this person is and what we talk about. If you get good at that and you get the right opportunities put in front of you and you're able to very clearly articulate what it is you do as a person in your career and what your skills are, that's going to open the doors for you. So I think for people listening, you're going to go through trial and error. There's going to be challenges at every step of the way. But if you push through that, you're going to learn other skill sets that you might not have originally predicted. And, you know, so sort of going off the narrative theme, how do you continue to build your personal brand?
This is where it gets a little gray zone. So really, like, it's weird how I've almost done it. Like, because tea with Mike is almost like a brand that I represent. It's a bit weird. So I have Michael Johnson, and then I have like tea with Mike. So the route that I've gone, I think pretty much because of the amount of time it takes, is like I want everyone to almost know my show and almost my brand is like tea with Mike, and then I just maintain a professional LinkedIn basically for anything outside of that. Does that kind of answer the question?
Yeah, it definitely does. And so you have Tea with Mike is a brand of its own, and then you have Mike Johnson. I think where you're at too, and I'm really excited because 2-3 years down the road, I'm really interested to see what your show evolves into. But also, my prediction for you is that Tea with Mike is going to be one narrative of Mike Johnson, but you're going to probably find some other avenues that Mike Johnson presents more prominently for. That's just my guess. And we'll see. Yeah. I think that you, because the way that these things work is you dive in and you push through that, you know, the challenges, and you have a growth mindset, because if you've, like, obviously, if how do I edit? How do I do this? Like, you know, oh, I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. So I'm just going to give up and quit. That's people with a fixed mindset don't think that they can grow and they can learn it. But people who have that growth mindset, I think, push through the challenges on the day-to-day basis. And over a long period of time, it turns into a bigger opportunity. So I'm excited to see how that unfolds. And you know, so what I want to think about now and what I want to ask you is just, what advice would you have for a young person graduating college and they're a creative? Maybe it's not quite a podcast. Maybe it's not, maybe they don't know what they want to do, but they know that they want to storytell. What advice would you have for those people?
It's pretty simple. Just start at doing it. Just start at creating. Don't worry about the results. Just start with something that interests you, and through trial and error, keep developing it into lots of different formats. Obviously, depending on what it is, it's going to fluctuate how much initial, I guess, creating and almost practicing that you need to do. And then so keep doing it. Get used to the process of creation. And then when you feel, and it's going to fluctuate depending on the person and the project and what it is. And then when you feel comfortable with that, then ask a few of maybe, or start with a couple of people that you know quite well for some feedback, like write down all of their feedback or record it. Then maybe pause, because I think what some people do is they try and do it all too quickly, and I know for the Tea with Mike show, it's a game of patience. Hopefully I'll be still around in a few years, so I've got plenty of time. So I've just got to try and keep the process as natural and authentic as possible and kind of not forced. So then, yeah, get some feedback, maybe take a little break, do some other things in your life. And then whenever the moment feels right to come back to it, come back to it, and then listen, look at the feedback, how can I improve, and then make some adjustments and changes, and then if you keep following that trial and error process over and over time, and you more importantly, don't give up, then it will evolve into something that you can continually look back on with a sense of pride and achievement. And even if it doesn't go anywhere, start the process again, try something else. And if it's really not for you and you want to invest your time into something completely different, then at least, you know, A, you gave it a go, and B, some of those soft and even hard skills that you developed, you can apply to other areas of your life.
That's really great advice. I hope people really listen to that specifically. You focus on the process. You take breaks when you need it. If something's not working or it's not interesting to you, you can pause and restart the process. And that's what I'm hearing a lot. I think a theme of this for me specifically, and what I'm learning from you is just how comforting the mental framework of developing a process really can be. Because even the way that I hear you talk about the show is, you know, you tried certain things and you learn from them. They didn't work. The Instagram, the Facebook Live, right? You might have learned the hard way, and you might have thought about quitting at the time. But you
definitely got a few negative comments along the way, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. But just what I can hear in your voice is you're not like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. It's more just, yeah, that was part of the learning experience. That's par for the course. And a lot of people, Gary Vaynerchuk says this all the time. You know, people, you know, you're going to get punched in the mouth, and a punch in the mouth could be the person you're supposed to interview doesn't show up for the Facebook Live, or you get some negative comments, right? And if you stick to your process and you stay, like, that can be a little buffer for you. Look at how far you've come. I mean, 1 year out, you're doing this podcast. And like I said, I think that Mike Johnson identity is going to emerge, and I'm excited to see how it does. But I think one of the ways that it might emerge is your ability to then share with people just how following a process and learning contributed to your growth for your show, and then the next thing you do and things like that. Because generally we want instant gratification. We just want to have a successful show or whatever it is. And you're going to get punched in the mouth, and it's going to hurt a lot more if you don't have that process to stick to and focus on. And you're more focused on, well, I got a negative comment, I should just quit. So I think that that's really, really great advice.
Exactly. Yeah.
Awesome. So, you know, as we wrap this up, is there anything that we haven't touched on that you want to share, or any other advice that you want to give to my listeners?
I won't copy, but I agree with the advice that you gave on my show. Just do it. Just start. Like, keep it simple. Technology and digital, I've almost kind of made it too complicated in a lot of ways. So yeah, just keep it simple. Start. Remember, there are no. You've heard this in lots of different ways, but there's no brand new ideas. The only thing that is kind of unique in the world is you and how you choose to broadcast and share your story with the world. So don't waste any more time. The sooner you start, the math says that the more likely you are to turn it into something as spectacular. And then finally, you really just don't let others define you. Yeah.
Great advice. Yeah, get started. I mean, that's what I'm taking away from this is really, yeah, don't let others deter you, but just get on it. I mean, I started my podcast about 6 months ago when I was 30. You started yours, you're a year in and you're only 24. Like, you have that much larger timeline. Even if you're older, even if you're 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, get started, right? There's no reason to delay. And the last thing that I'll say as we conclude this is I was listening to another podcast with Hugh Jackman, the actor, who talks about the 85% rule. He references Carl Lewis. I believe he was a sprinter. He might've been a long distance. No, he was definitely a sprinter, and how he always had slow starts. He was in the Olympics. He was always slow starts, but then he would end up winning a race. And they found out that he didn't do anything differently throughout the whole course of the race. He didn't try really hard to catch up. He didn't, You know, it didn't faze him. His technique, everything was the same. But what they realized with the other runners who he caught up to and eventually beat is that their form had changed because they were trying too hard to keep the lead that they had. And I think when I talk to you, what I can sense from you is there is this sense of calm. There is this sense of, you know, you're not overexerting. You're putting just the right amount of effort in, the 85%, and that's paying dividends for you. And that's shielding you a little bit from the negative commentary. Obviously, you know, you had some negative commentary from your classmates, but you pushed through and look at where you are today. And so for listeners, you know, just think about that effort. I mean, are you, if you're putting 110% in and something feels broken, you might actually be trying too hard and you can dial it back. And the way that you dial it back is take a page out of Mike's book and focus on the process, not the outcomes. So Mike, thank you so much for joining. I really enjoyed this conversation. Just talking to a fellow podcaster, it was really nice.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on your show, and really excited to keep seeing all the great things that you're doing. And I'll just throw it out there to anyone that might listen to this. If you need any help or some support or someone to listen to maybe some ideas that you have, I'm more than happy to listen.
Yeah, and listeners, please take him up on that advice. And Mike, where can people find you? I know you mentioned it earlier in the episode, but if I were, you know, if one of my listeners wants to check out your show, where should that person go?
Sure. The best way to initially get in touch with me is just my social media handle, at T with Mike, all one word, all lowercase. And so if you just type T with Mike, one word, into Google, you'll get my Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It'll be on page one.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, man. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of How We Got Here, Career Stories with T with Mike. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend. We've got plenty more episodes coming your way. We'll love you forever if you do. Have a great day.